Welcome to a special audio vignette series brought to you by NAVO and United We. Our two organizations have partnered to educate women on how to make positive impacts and build skills that benefit their communities and their businesses. Each episode touches on a fresh topic and features an incredible woman expert. You'll hear tips, best practices, stories, and more that you can easily apply to your life and to your business. And now, here's this week's short and inspiring listen.
Hi, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on where you are right now. My name is Katie Nelson, and I am the CEO of Sales Uprising, and I'm known as the Sales Catalyst. Now, I could not be more pleased and appreciative that I get to be the one to discuss negotiation and negotiating tips with you today. You know, the saying, closed mouths don't get fed, is very, very true. And if we as women business owners want to continue to succeed in our business or start to, negotiation is a big part of that. There's some good news, though. Even if you are nervous about negotiating, or if the very word makes you crinkle your forehead and makes you think, why would I ever do that? Why? You know, that's such a it has such a negative connotation for you. I am looking to dispel that negative connotation and let you know that negotiating is available, doable, and actually can be enjoyed. So the reason why it's so important for us is because if from a negotiation perspective, we lose out on dollars in our business every time we don't choose to enter into a negotiation, and it's really for no reason. If we're looking to continue to grow our business and therefore continue to make our community stronger, which is one of the reasons why I am so passionate about doing what I do, I believe that small business is the lifeblood of a community. So we all need to up our game in an effort to have stronger communities. If you feel the same way, then let me give you some tips and tricks about negotiation. I'm going to try and go through them really fast. There's really only two parts. The first part is you, and the second part is them. I know, I like to make things as simple as possible. So let's start with you. You've already negotiated things your whole life. Think about that. Regardless of whether or not you owned a business, you had a career, you were a parent, you were a child, you were an aunt like me, we have negotiated our existences, right? The world is absolutely our oyster, and we negotiate it every day. So if you don't believe that negotiation is something that you've ever done, I'm going to challenge you to take out a piece of paper and think about all of the times where you didn't get exactly what you wanted. You got a version of it, but it wasn't exactly what you wanted. Every time in your life that you didn't get exactly what you wanted, it was a negotiation. For example, you were a kid and you didn't want to eat your vegetables, but you negotiated with your mom that you might be able to get a brownie if you did, right? So these are the negotiations that I'm talking about that we've been doing even unconsciously our whole lives for our betterment. So if we take that to a business place, it's no different. The reason why we enter into negotiation is because we want a win and we want them to have a win. A couple of things we need to know to be safe in negotiation, right? A lot of people think that negotiation is where they're automatically going to lose, so they're just trying to figure out how to lose less. And it's not like that at all. You need to come to the table knowing your bottom line. You're not going to necessarily communicate that to the other side, but you need to know, when does this deal lose me money? When does making this deal happen make it not worth it, either for me as the business owner or for the business as a whole? So you need to go into the negotiation knowing that at any given point in time, you get to say no. It's a really important thing that women don't often remind ourselves of and should. We have the power. We get to say no, especially in our businesses. No one deal, if we are building our businesses right, is going to make us or break us if we do it right. So no is know that you can say no. So with that being said, if you already know that you can say no, you have to arm yourself with the data that your business provides you, right, on what is a good deal. Do you know what you do well enough to know how much time it takes, how much money it makes, where you have the ability to be creative with how you deliver it or what is included in the package? You have to know your services and offerings and products so well that it is like breathing for you. I know where I make money here. Oh, yes, I can absolutely cut that out and add this instead. How easy would that be? How much more empowered would you feel about negotiation if you felt the strongest you possibly could about who you are and what your business does and how much money it costs and how much time it takes? You would feel like you were winning because you would never enter into a negotiation in which you weren't. Okay. The other part of the negotiation duo is the them. The majority of us don't enter into negotiations with someone we don't have a relationship with, a customer, right? We know something about them. We've done our research on who they are. And in that research, we've been able to find out what's important to them so that we can speak to that in how we're going to deliver these services. We've figured out what their high points and low points are. So trust in the relationship. And if it's a new relationship, that is okay. Find out where it's appropriate to ask questions to get you the information you need. Don't forget to use your voice. Closed mouths don't get fed. Ask the questions. So I would think that this is important to you. Is this important to you, or do you have a different priority? I know that you have said that you are looking to do business with me and this, this, and this don't work. So can you tell me what would work from your end? If you ask the questions, it doesn't mean that you agree to it. You're literally gathering data so that you can create the best solution as you know how for both parties. And you can actually say that. Transparency, authenticity, and openness in negotiation makes it go so much easier, right? I had a client who once upon a time needed a really important position filled for a government contract of his. He and I had worked together for ages. I'd tried to fill the position and tried to fill the position, and it just wasn't working. And I finally sat him down and said, "Hey, man, we lost our mojo. Why isn't this working? I know you, I know them. We've got great people. Why isn't this happening?" And so he got to utilize his relationship with me, entrusting me with some information that ultimately allowed us to make that oh so important position filled. Don't forget to use your voice. Trust in the relationship. And if it's new, ask the questions that allow you to strengthen the relationship as you are negotiating. If it's the type of relationship where if this one deal doesn't happen, it's a no-go for the rest of your life, ask yourself whether or not that's a type of negotiation you want to enter into, and then see point one. You get to say no. It is the most beautiful thing. At the end of the day, as business owners, and we hear it all the time, we want to help, we want to serve, we have solutions for people, and that's what we want to do, but not to the detriment of ourselves and our business. And that is ultimately where negotiation starts. Here's the other thing, you guys. At the end, it's not rocket science. You've been a human your whole life, right? So has the other person or other entity. They really have. So if you come at it with a "this can work" attitude, it most likely can work. And if it's something that you're just like, I don't see how this is going to be doable, then it's probably not going to be doable. As you practice your negotiation skills, you will get better at it. You'll start the possibilities of how to make it work will open up to you. So what I want to leave you with is, please just try, just start, take the first steps forward in negotiating the biggest deal your company has ever had. Because even if you don't get that deal, you will have so much more knowledge and understanding about how you can do it differently next time. It all starts with the first step, as with so many things. So please, on behalf of your business and your communities, do not keep your mouths closed. Ask those questions, see how you can make it work. Believe that they want it to work as well. It starts with you, and hopefully it can end in a win-win for everyone. Thank you so much for your time today. I hope you have a great one. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this audio vignette brought to you by Nabo and United We. Learn more about Nabo at nawbo.org, about how we're powering the dreams of our nation's women business owners. And learn more about United We on united-we.org, about how we're advancing women's economic and civic leadership. And be sure to continue this conversation on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn.